Britain's government may be supporting the United States, but Germany's government has, at times, led the opposition to a possible war against Iraq. Constance Stetzenmüller is the editor for foreign policy and security for Die Zeit, an influential German newspaper, and she joins us now from Bonn. Constance, how exactly has German policy changed over the last few months? We know that Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder just a few months ago was a leader of the opposition against a possible war, but what now is Germany saying that it's willing to do?
Well, I think Germany is trying to find a somewhat safer political middle ground on this one. The official line remains there will be no German involvement in the alliance that will go to war against Iraq, if an alliance does go to war. But we will participate in anything that NATO does. For example, German soldiers will be in AWACS planes patrolling the Turkish border. And, of course, those AWACS planes will actually be able to look quite far into Iraqi territory.
You're talking about these radar-carrying aircraft, these highly sophisticated
aircraft. You're quite
right.
I should have explained that. And a third of them are German soldiers. There are German mobile armored biochem labs stationed in Kuwait. There are German soldiers on air bases in Turkey, and Germany will take the lead in the Afghan peacekeeping operation ISAF as of the new year. The Americans will be able to use their bases in Germany, and they will have full overflight rights to send troops via Germany into the Middle East.
And I just want to mention that that is rather significant for those who aren't aware. Of course, the United States still has many military bases in Germany, and some of the supply operations and other operations in Afghanistan, which is even further away than Iraq, were flown out of Germany, right?
Absolutely. My understanding is that Germany is the logistics hub in Europe, for these operations. And, of course, U.S. EUCOM, the headquarters of the United States Army in Europe, is based in Heidelberg in Germany.
Well, now, when you talk to your friends and neighbors or people you interview, what kinds of things are they saying in the last couple of weeks about Iraq as this situation has developed?
There is a great wish everywhere, obviously, that this problem could be gotten dealt with in some way. The skepticism, I think, applies to a number of issues. One, the feasibility of such a war. How much collateral damage will it take? There was, of course, collateral damage in the war against Yugoslavia on Kosovo. People are worried about that. And the other thing they are worried about is American assurances that they wish to create democratic systems in the Middle East. Europeans have seen how difficult that is to do in the Balkans, and they're very skeptical. And we will find it increasingly difficult, I think, to draw a firm line between our alliance engagements and what is going on.
Constance Stetzenmüller is the editor for foreign policy and security for Die Zeit. She spoke to us from Bonn. Constance, thanks very much for taking the time.
Well, thank you for having me, and happy holidays to everybody.